The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and mostly coronavirus right now. But hey, we'll find other things to do. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, The Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Nick Sciarra in with us today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You could text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Thursday, which feels like Tuesday or Wednesday or any other day, but that's all right. It means the week as it is almost over. What's happening, Mr. Hoffman? Corona to you, sir.
Corona to you, Fred. Corona, corona, corona. My corona.
I don't know if you saw this, but a bunch of songs have like reappeared on the Billboard Top 100. One of them being My Sharona.
Of course.
Because of the virus.
As it should be.
Well, how are you hanging in there, man?
What day is it?
It
doesn't matter. It's the same as every day. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm hanging around. It is getting a little bit, you know, it's the same thing over and over and over, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little stir crazy. We for everybody who's interested, we're doing, Jerry's doing another free roll on the poker tonight. I think I finished seventh last night, but by the time I got to the final table, I was so damn tired and bored because it took so long. And I'm like, okay, let's just get out of here. I can't win, so.
Yeah, I didn't play last night. Does it feel like eventually there's got to be several people out there who'd basically turn into Jack Nicholson from The Shining?
Yeah, I feel like that's me without the axe and the murdering.
No, there's an axe at my house.
Oh, I've got one.
I haven't
one
murdered
too.
Anyone yet, but I've got the stuff to do it.
But I do feel like I'm imagining the bartender. And sitting around drinking and talking to him all the time. So that's the first step. I have
ridiculous.
Not typed out all work and no play 5,000 times.
I feel like every time you say you're going to work on Jesus 2, that's what you're going to end up with.
Probably so. It's just getting weird, I guess, you know, and when you don't have everything to occupy your mind, it just, you know, you kind of, my mind goes into weird places to begin with, if you've ever read any of my fiction. So now it's just kind of going there on its own. So basically, I would say that if I were the cat, I would be worried. I mean, I wouldn't hurt the dogs or the wife, but if I snap, cat's the first to go.
Okay. You only have one cat left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a jerk.
I was going to ask if you've decided which one will go, but if you only have one, I guess that's an easy answer.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy decision. And, you know, he's fat enough that I could probably live off of him for a week if I had to.
Well, there you have it. There's your answer right there. It was now it's become a necessity for you to survive.
Well, if it comes to that, he's the first to go. And, you know, hopefully that will do away with my bloodthirsty nature if that happens. But I think he's safe for at least another week. I can't make any promises after that.
All right. If you can make it a week, you can make it a month, Fred. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the plan. Just survive one week at a time and not kill anyone.
That's
Did you
it.
See who has been put into isolation because he might have the virus?
The kid who played Harry Potter.
No. How about your buddy Joe Exotic?
Oh, no.
Yes.
That would be a that would be a real travesty.
I mean, how much irony would it be if he dies from this, considering that it also made him hyper famous?
There's already so much irony in that story as is. Like, consider this. The story of Joe Exotic is really a story about what it ends up being is a story about a man trying to hire someone to murder someone. You would think when you hear just that, if I give you that synopsis and you know nothing else about the story, you think, oh, well, obviously there's a hero and a villain. And it kind of makes sense that the hero would not be the person who put out the hit on someone. You would assume that'd be the villain. I feel like Joe Exotic's gotten more positive press out of this thing than Carol Baskin, the person he paid to get killed. That's ironic.
Yeah, I love how this the doc is all pissed off at how he was portrayed. He's like a rock god now. And
yeah,
the guy that ratted Joe Exotic out, he's like a rock god. He even got his hot nanny that he wanted. And, you know, it's like,
and Joe Exotic's ex-husband has nice teeth now.
Yeah, yeah, he actually got rid of the meth mouth. So
pretty wild. The wild world we're living in, Fred.
Oh, Carol Baskin's just so unlikable. I mean, I think everybody wants to believe she whacked her husband for sure.
Of course they do.
713-780-ESPN's the number. The other thing that I kind of found funny in today's cases of coronavirus is apparently Jim Edmonds, the former baseball player, has it. All the while, he's still having this, you know, really ugly battle with his ex-wife that's very public.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
So does the side piece also have it, or just him, just Jim?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm sure she's probably going to be on lockdown, though. But
yeah,
that's another story that just keeps getting weirder and weirder, and now it's tied to the corona. So, you know, I think the corona is going to get all the weird stories. So I think maybe if we just stay normal, don't try to hire somebody to kill anybody, don't have a really highly public divorce with a side piece involved, don't own any tigers, I think we might all get through this okay.
Okay. I'll try to avoid doing all those things then, I guess.
I have to be honest, none of them were really on my list. But
you never know. I mean, I didn't think about things. Like, I never thought about owning a tiger until recently.
Oh, man. And I've got another one for you that kind of first off, we shouldn't be killing doctors, right? At this point, we kind of need all we can get.
Yeah, I'm for keeping them around. Like, they'd be the last people I'd vote off the island, probably.
I don't know if you saw this story, but an Italian nurse. And, oh, by the way, you don't want to be killing doctors in Italy right now, either. They kind of need those. 28-year-old Italian nurse strangled his doctor girlfriend to death after falsely accusing her of giving him the coronavirus.
Wait, so a male nurse and a female doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a combo.
Yeah, well,
that would have never happened in the 1950s, Fred, when you were born.
Oh, well, I think our society is heading back to the 1950s once all this is over with. But
that'd be nice. Lorena, the Brady Bunch never would have gotten coronavirus. We know that.
No. Hey, that's the thing. Did Leave It to Beaver get the coronavirus?
No, those were simpler times.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yep.
They were heroes, right? Heroes didn't get the virus.
They were heroes.
Yeah. So I think the most disturbing thing that I've seen is I think the one guy in this who has been, you know, pretty much the voice of reason is that
O.J. Simpson.
Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see he had to get security because he's getting death threats? Who's threatening this guy?
Because people don't like the numbers. They don't like the numbers he's given out. Like, well, the guy was like, we might have 200,000 people die. They're like, well, that's not good. Let's just kill this guy. They're like, people are like the guy in Turkmenistan. They're just like, oh, we don't like these numbers. Let's just say we've got zero.
Oh, instead, let's add one to it. What the hell? I mean, it says the exact nature of the threats against him were not clear, but I think it is scary when they start throwing numbers out like that, and I'm very skeptical of the numbers because, you know, we don't think they're a lot worse in terms of at least people who've had it than,
yeah,
because just there wasn't testing and all that kind of stuff. So like when they say, oh, there's 1,000 confirmed cases in Harris County, it's like, well, it's probably more like 15,000 to 20,000. It's just people didn't get tested. But
right.
When you start talking about that many deaths, you know, it's like, well, then why are we doing what we're doing if not to prevent that? But you don't threaten the guy over that. He's trying to save us.
He's doing his damnedest. I think that's why Trump stopped having him at those press conferences, because Trump was like, I don't like these numbers this guy's giving me.
Well, I don't like the way he's looking at me every time I say something silly. That's the other part.
I don't like the way this guy keeps rubbing his forehead every time I make something up.
Man, like last month, there's an article depicting him as an agent of the deep state that gained nearly 25,000 interactions on Facebook.
So, people are idiots.
I'm not really sure what the deep state is.
Basically, that's the shadow government that runs the regular government.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
You should know about that, Fred. You're an author of fiction.
Yeah, but I don't do government fiction.
Oh, okay. You're specialized?
Yeah, I'm very specialized. I do
specialized in gay boat captain porn.
Well, I mean, it's a little more broad than that. I mean, mafia and gambling and, you know,
and gay boat captain porn.
That was one scene.
One gay boat captain. I get it.
Well, I mean, it was a memorable scene, but and he wasn't necessarily gay. He just was a bad guy.
I think if you do that to someone, that's gay.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you do that in a heterosexual manner, right?
Well, I don't know. Did you ever?
No.
probably not.
But, did I ever sexually assault a man and think that was a straight act? No.
Well.
Oh, crap.
You know,
I just gave away
History
the ending
X,
of your book.
I mean, that they were trying to hurt him. There wasn't really anything to do with sexuality.
No, I think they still got their something out of it. Okay. Otherwise, you'd just use, like, you know, a weapon or something. Once you use your sex parts, it becomes sexual.
Okay, so parts of it were sexual and parts of it weren't then.
Right.
Because he used some other stuff.
Yeah, but I think once you go to that, it doesn't matter. I mean, once you start accessorizing your sex parts, then it's still gay. Not that there's anything wrong with gay. I'm just against gay rape in general. I'm also against rape, but that's a different story.
Well, yeah, I'm against all rape. It doesn't matter what kind. 832 says Fred is going to be on Don't Bleep with Cat Season 2.
Oh, would you, if you did kill your cat, would you think to video it?
Yeah, let me make it clear. I'm not killing the cat. The real danger is killing myself. Boredom.
If you were going to kill the cat, would you go with the vacuum bag, the bathtub, or the snake?
Ooh. I would probably go, well, I'd want it to be quick, right? I probably would just, take the samurai sword and behead him.
Yeah. Seems intense, but okay.
Execution style, right?
Okay. That would be quick,
assume. You're going to get PETA after me. I would never hurt the cat. I would kill myself first. There's no question.
Okay. You always say if you're going to do a murder-suicide, just skip the murder.
Exactly. Just, you know, and for once I might take my own advice. Rico says, am I the only one wanting Fred to go a little stir crazy while writing Jesus 2? You always get better stuff when the creator goes crazy. It I'm getting there. So I'm actually going to do some work on that this weekend, see if I can't knock it out so that the people have something else to read. But right now, I got to tell you about my man lawyer, Dave. And Dave is still out there helping the blitzers because there's still people on the road and there's still accidents, whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler, if you're at work and you have a slip and fall, any of those kind of accidents. Or, you know what, if you wind up in the hospital and there's doctor negligence or hospital negligence, he'll take care of you there too. All you have to do is give him a call at 713-626-8900. Or you can go to at Lawyer Dave Law on Twitter. You can go to lawyerdave.com. Or, worst case scenario, hit me up and I will put you in touch with him. And his consultations are free. So even if it's not something he does and you've got a legal question, call him and ask him. And if it's something that he thinks you need to be represented on, he'll put you with the right person. If it's something he can handle, he'll do it. And you don't pay a dime out of your pocket until you win. It's that simple. And especially if you need medical attention, all of that, you don't have to worry about it. It's not anything out of your pocket until the case is over and you win. Based right here in Houston, but he practices all over the state, 713-626-8900 or at Lawyer Dave Law, lawyerdave.com, or once again, you can get in touch with me. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, Tuesday, whatever the hell day it is. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you saw this, but there is a report out that China's divorce rate has spiked quite a bit in wake of the coronavirus, and that should be the warning for the rest of the world. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot more divorces once this is over here.
Oh, agreed.
I mean, yeah, rather than get divorced, just set up some side action for when it's over. That's my recommendation to people. But
what are people like? Like Nick, what are you doing?
I'm just chilling at the house, man. You can't go anywhere.
I mean, you're not worrying about getting laid.
I mean, that is a concern for sure. That's always a concern.
But I mean, now it's very difficult now, right?
Unless you've known people. I mean, unless you've if you know people. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, are people like, are you driving across town to meet somebody?
No, not really. I mean, I'm.
Is that what you're using that letter for?
It's a good reason to. I mean, I'm dating, but I've been dating beforehand, so I don't really. And I kind of stay within my area.
Are you quarantined with this chick?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, how's that working out?
I mean, I can't complain. I can't complain.
You can't complain?
No. It's a good
thing. What happens if she gets pregnant or something during this ordeal?
That's going to suck. That's going to suck. With the way you guys pay me, that would suck really, really bad.
We should start paying you what the other producers around there.
Yeah, that's what should happen. Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. Well, you think it's a good thing for the relationship then, Nick?
I mean,
that you guys are spending so much time together.
As long as I'm not lonely, I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm not really I don't have that issue. It just sucks that you can't go out and interact, but I mean,
it sucks that you're kind of just stuck with this one chick.
I mean, I don't need like a bunch of chicks, AJ, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
So you're a monogamous man. You're a one woman man.
Absolutely.
That's always been the case.
Always.
You're always looking to get married. That's what I've heard about you.
Never.
Well, what happens if it gets really serious during this event and you guys end up engaged or something? Is that possible?
It's happened already.
Oh, well, congratulations then. Why don't you tell us?
No, that's I mean, I was with a girl for 7 years. I was engaged for 3 months, and then we called it off.
Oh, I thought you meant it's already happened with this
chick. That failure has already happened. Yeah, the failure has already happened. Yeah.
Okay, so probably not going to happen with this one, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Does she know that you're just using her for quarantine sex?
She knows there's no commitment. Let's just say it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys like watching, are you binge watching TV shows and stuff together?
Man, we are. I did watch a part of The Tiger King.
Watched a part of it?
I mean, I watched the whole thing by myself, but I watched some of it with her too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know, once you start binge watching television shows together, you're pretty much married.
Yeah, then you're forced to watch all these, like, romantic comedies and...
Yeah. Also, a potential thing that could happen is, what if this thing goes on long enough that you guys get common law married?
No, you have to live... No one lives with me. No. She has to be living with you.
I thought she was living with you during the quarantine.
Negative.
Oh, so she's just coming by.
Correct.
Oh, dude, I don't know what you're thinking. I don't think this is healthy. You're going to get the corona.
You think from her, or do you think I'm going to give it to her?
I think that, you know, if she's out and about doing, you know, whatever she does during the day, and then she comes home to you, who knows what she's getting into. And it's much worse than an STD, my friend. This is bad stuff.
The Rona is? Really? Corona is worse than an STD? So.
Yeah, you know how many people this week have died of herpes? None. They only have died of coronavirus? A lot.
But I followed your instructions, and I'm wearing gloves, and I'm not touching anything. I'm being socially distant. I'm following all the protocols. All the protocols.
You can't be socially distant when you're having sex with someone. Are you wearing gloves during sex?
But that's an exception, though, isn't it?
No. Especially if she's out wilding during the day when you're at work.
I should just... Wear all kinds of condoms, hand gloves.
Yes, just wear like gardening gloves. That's romantic. Chicks love that.
I think we found a new fetish, a gardening fetish.
There you go. There you go.
Get gloves and a hoe. You're all set.
I can't believe Nick's bringing some chick around during coronavirus.
I mean, I don't think I'm the only one doing that. It's not like I'm having gatherings.
I mean, I don't know. It's not safe. The CDC's already told you that's not safe, and you're just ignoring their advice.
Not really. I mean, it's just one person. I guess I am kind of ignoring it.
Why don't you guys stay together during this thing?
I do not want to live with anybody. I can barely live with myself.
So are you like, are you sending her home after you guys finish or what?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. It's pretty harsh, Nick.
Not really.
Is she coming to your place or you're going to hers?
Both.
Oh, that's pretty harsh if you're sending her out into the coronavirus world by herself after you make love to her. I mean, you never know what it's going to be like out there.
I feel like you're too concerned. Are you that concerned? Are you worried about me?
I worry about you. Yeah, I've got four producers. If you die, I've got three. And then what? As Nick starts the music. Good call.
Oh boy. Yeah, basically I think his instruction to you, Nick, as your boss is don't die.
This isn't boss instruction. This is I'm trying to be a friend to Nick right here. This is me wanting Nick
to be
around later.
I don't
on.
Want him to die because of friendship. You don't want him to die because of work. There's a difference. Either way, maybe, you know, I don't know. Is she like going to her office too and working or?
That's a work from home situation.
Okay, so she's not around a lot of people.
No.
I admit I get nervous because my wife has to go into the office a couple days a week because she's apparently the only one that can print things out. And you know, there's like five people there, and I'm worried about that. You know, her bringing something back home, which is why I'm.
You know, your wife's got a big deal job when she's the only one who knows how to use the printer.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm worried about her bringing something back. You know, so I'm staying as far away as possible, and it's working out really well. All right. I'm assuming there's music in the background. All right. Yeah. Can't hear it. So we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I hope you guys are doing as well as can be expected, considering everything. But, guy says, owner of my company sent out a newsletter informing us that there were layoffs today, over 40 employees out of 200 total. I was fortunate enough to make it through, but hate to see good, hardworking people I know lose their jobs. Really is heartbreaking. Yeah, and, you know, that's scary for a lot of people. And I mean, who knows, you know, what's going to happen if this thing drags out for a couple more months with a lot of companies, and it's going to get a lot worse, unfortunately, and it sucks. I mean, you know, this is what I was scared of. And I think a lot of people were scared of this, but yeah. And somebody else says, I'm nervous because my wife's a nurse. It is what it is. Yeah. That's pretty sure that if she's a nurse, she's going to run into somebody with it at some point.
Yep. Yeah. And it's no secret that it's all over the internet that our company had to furlough some people. So it's happening to a lot of companies. And it's a scary thing. And, luckily we're furloughing people and not just laying people off. Like, the intent is for these people to come back. And from what I understand, they still got health insurance, which obviously health insurance being tied to your employer, right? I mean, as it stands, is a big deal. So, but it's scary for sure for everybody out there.
Yeah, and the health insurance thing now more than ever is going to mean a lot to people.
Yeah.
Too. So, you know, but it's hard because, you know, you don't want to think about all these things. And, yeah, I'm not worried about myself at all because my wife's job's bulletproof. But I am worried about a lot of people that I know that are in jobs that are going to be impacted.
Just say it. You're worried about me, Fred. Just say it. You don't want to say it. Did we lose Fred, Nick?
I guess we did.
Oh, I see. I told you he didn't want to say it.
I thought he was, like, really playing a game with you for a second. I was like,
I did, too. I was like, man, he's really fighting, saying that he's afraid to lose me. But, yeah.
Let me get him real quick.
Try and get Fred back.
I think he's
back. I was actually here. It's just for some reason – I'm having some issues where I don't hear you. So I think next break I should just
the
drop
old reset. Yep.
Try to get. Yeah. 936. Don't know if you talked about it yet, but you know, AJ Hinch and Jeff Luno are sitting back laughing when they found out the suspensions are being counted. You see that story?
I mean, listen, yeah, but why shouldn't it count? They're suspended for a year. They're losing. They lost out on a year's worth of salary. I mean, that's what that's the way it should be. You know, however many games they play, games doesn't matter. A calendar is what matters.
Right. But, it's, you know, and I think A.J. Hinch will get hired pretty quickly. Although, if there's no season, there's not going to be managers getting fired, right? Nobody screwed up.
Probably not. Yeah.
So, they're probably looking at a longer definitely a longer time getting back to work because it's just, you know, it's kind of hard to say, you know what, this guy's not working out as manager when he hasn't managed a game yet. So,
well, I think the thing would be if a team held on to a manager last season and it was basically like this was his last chance this year and the opportunity arises to hire a guy like that, I think that's when you make a move. Because obviously he's the managers with his resume don't come open very often. So when they do, if you've got a guy who's borderline anyway, that's probably the time to jump on him, right?
Yeah.
It's like when we talked a couple years ago, we talked about when there was rumors that the Ravens were going to fire John Harbaugh. And we said, I don't care if the Texans just hired Bill O'Brien. If John Harbaugh comes available, you fire Bill O'Brien, you pay him whatever his payout would be, and you hire John Harbaugh because guys like that, legit good coaches, they don't come open very often.
See, now you're just playing with my fantasies about getting rid of Bill O'Brien.
Well, John Harbaugh is not getting fired now. He's resecured his spot. He's safe again.
Yeah. Well, it just makes me think about what might have been, you know. But instead, we have Bill O'Brien. Did you see Laramie Tunsil did an interview and basically just said he wants to be the highest paid lineman. I don't think there's anything new in there.
No.
I think that was always going to be the case.
And so people were making a big deal of him saying he doesn't want to talk numbers. He's like, that's between me and the team. That's probably because, remember, he's his own agent. He's not trying to tip his hand. He's not trying to he's also not trying to sound stupid, which he definitely could. He might. Who knows how much he knows what he's talking about. But it's no surprise because there's no reason for him to talk money outside of, you know, the house, if you know what I mean.
Hey, AJ, do you see who's on the line?
I do not.
It's we haven't heard from this guy in a while, our buddy Shrek.
Oh, hey, Shrek.
Hey, what's going on, AJ?
How you doing, man?
Not sports, right?
Not as much.
Yeah, AJ, you know how for like years you've been wanting me to come on the dating show?
Yeah.
I'm 34 now, and I'm ready to come on the dating show.
Oh, well, yeah. That's great because we can't be in studio, so you're going to have to wait until after coronavirus
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. After this, like, I can't wait till this whole corona thing gets settled or we get it under control. And I promise you, I'm going to take it, like, 150% serious. And if you want me to be brutally honest with you, I'll even tell you why I'm going to do the dating game. Cause,
yeah, tell me.
A couple of months back, like, I was taking my mom shopping, and I ran into this chick, and I thought she was this other chick that I met at a bar, and she invited me back to her place, and then I told her, like, you know, like, nah, I'm good, I gotta go to work. I really had to go to work, like, that Sunday, because it was my OT day, and she was like, you know, then, like 20, 30 minutes later, she came back to me at the bar. And she was like, no, tell me, like, she was like, tell me really why you don't want to go back to my place, blah, 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 this and that. And then I was like, you know, I just kept, like, you know, like, beating it around the bush, ignoring her. And then, like, once, like, the game was over, I was like, all right, I closed my tab out, and I'm leaving the bar. And then she, like, followed me to my car, and she was like, tell me, like, seriously. She was like, you know, like, I'm pretty, and and I can't believe, you know, you're shooting me down, this and that. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm a virgin, and I'm no, like, rock star in the bed. And I really like this chick because we were talking for a while. But, yeah, I kind of choked. And then when I thought I saw this chick at the store that me and my mom were at, I kind of freaked out. And then when I got in the car, my mom was like, you know, what's wrong? What's wrong, you know? And then I explained to her what happened. I didn't tell my mom the chick invited me back to her place. I had to keep it PG for my mom. And, then next thing you know, my mom was like, she's inside that store. And I'm like, yeah. Or no, she's like, she's inside that store. I was like, nah, I thought it was her, but it's not her. And she was like, oh, and then she's like, next thing you know, she started busting out crying. And she was like, I can't believe a girl asked you out, a pretty girl asked you out and you shot her down. And I just, like, told my mom, I'm like, you know, I'm insecure because, like, I'm a really hairy guy and I'm not the best looking guy and, you know, things like that. But and if it's any indication, like, how serious I'm trying to lose my virginity now, the last 3 weeks I've been working out and I went from 230 to, like, 197. I was, like, so proud of myself.
Nice job, man. Yeah, that's good. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, and this is if a chick is asking you, you know, to go back to her place and you're nervous because you're a virgin, that's the feeling that every person losing their virginity ever had. But you still
do it. But the thing is, they're not 34. You know what I mean?
And right. But what I'm saying is it's got to happen eventually. So let's say you get laid and it's horrible for her and she doesn't want to talk to you anymore. That's because now you've gotten that out of your way. So the next time, there's not that pressure. You know what I mean?
But I 100% agree with you. But the thing is, like, I really like this chick, and I knew, like, if we would have went back to her place that night. Okay, here's the weird thing. It was like the second Saturday in a row. Like, I met her at that bar, and you know, I really liked this chick, and I knew, like, if I had went back to her place and I would have smashed, she would have never called me back the next day. So, or yeah, even if I did call her back the next day, you damn well know she was gonna, like, ignore my phone call. She was never gonna, you know what I mean? Like,
are you still talking to this chick?
Nah.
Well, see, then what's the difference? You know what I mean? If you weren't gonna talk to her anymore anyway,
you might as well take your shot. I did want to talk to this chick. I did want, but it's just ever since that night, you know, when she, like, invited me back to her place, and then I knew that's not what I honestly didn't even really like. My thoughts on smashing her didn't even cross my mind. I was just like, all right, man, this time around I'm going to ask her out. I'm going to get her number, this and that. But next thing you know it, she invites me back to her place, and I had to turn her down because that's my exact reason, is because I would have probably been whack as heck in bed. And, yeah.
I got some more advice for you, Shrek.
You go to church? Okay, go ahead.
Do you go to church?
No, I don't.
Okay, you need to start telling chicks that you go to church. And the reason you're not having sex with them is because you're waiting for marriage. And then if they'll feel like, ooh, if I can talk him into sex before marriage, then they're already expecting it to be bad. And they'll feel like they've conquered something.
And I told her that, and she started laughing. She was like, she told me, don't BS me. She was like, what's really going on? And
yeah.
You got
to start using that church thing. I think that's your best chance.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, when you told me, like, I remember, like, years ago, you told me, like, never tell a chick that you watch NXT. Oh, and by the way, this whole, like, Andrew Luck retired, Kobe passed away, the coronavirus got hit, because I threw the whole universe off whack. I stopped watching wrestling.
Oh, see, that's what it is. I mean, now you're ready. Now you're finally ready, Jedi.
And I got rid of a lot of my wrestling stuff. The only thing I kept, I have like 50-something wrestling shirts, but there was like 36 I refused to throw away because, like, one of them, you know, I went to Monday Night Raw, and I allegedly met my future wife. Like, another night, you know, I was at SmackDown, and I, you know, it's like souvenirs.
All right, your next thing is you got to stop believing in lucky T-shirts.
Okay.
That also, by the way, wrestling is cool now. Haven't you seen Superhuman's videos? That's what's getting him laid. You just need to start doing wrestling moves on, like, bricks and stuff, and you can get laid. Whoop, whoop.
I'm pretty much done with wrestling, bro. Like, put it this way. All those shirts, I put them, like, in that bag, and then you vacuum it, and it feels, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, when we get through this thing, hit us up, and we'll try and get you laid, man.
Yeah. And if there's ever a time, like, I need to come to the studio and I have to prove to Fred that I'm not a troll, I'm a real human being, and...
You're a real boy?
Yeah. I'm a man. I'm not a boy. Come on. I go to work every day.
Well, and, you'll be a man as soon as you get some.
And I can't believe all these people showed up to work today. I guess they got tired of sitting at home. But, yeah. So,
all right. On the other side of this thing, we'll get you in, and we'll try and hook you up.
And hey, could I like ask you like a crazy question? Maybe.
Yeah. Hurry up though. We got to hit a break.
Okay. Could we go back to that bar and talk to the dude that has her number? Because every time I tried to ask him for her number, I always, like, wuss out, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean, we? Like, me go with you?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Oh, come on, man. You've been dying for me to come on the dating show.
Yeah, I'll bring chicks into the studio. I'm not going out anywhere. What am I crazy?
I don't know. I was... Okay, because see... like my mom told me, like I owe it to this chick, and I was like, all right, like, this is the only thing I can think of to like get a hold of
Trek,
her.
Trek, you don't owe that chick anything unless you gave her bad sex. All right.
No, I didn't tell your mom.
You tell your mom she's wrong. I would have only owed her if I gave her bad sex.
This was like, come on, like I felt so bad making my mom cry. I mean, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you should be ashamed. All right, Shrek. Well, it's good to hear from you, man.
All right. I'm going to go clock, dude. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
I guess.
You didn't want to talk to him, Fred?
Let's just, what's that?
You didn't want to talk to Shrek?
We'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay. All right.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And it's the first time we've heard from good old Shrek in a while. I still will not believe he's a real person. That's why I think you should have taking up his offer to wingman for him, so
I'll bring him
find
in studio.
Out whether or not he really exists.
Yeah, I'm not going out in public with people. Are you crazy? I don't even hang out in public with people I know.
Well, my advice to him would be the same it is to everybody. You know, take your shots. You know, you regret the things in life you don't do more than the things you do, and try to.
Right, that's what I was telling him. Like, you know, if you have bad sex with that chick and she never talks to you again, it's no different than what happened anyway, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I don't care how ugly you are, Chief. If a guy like me can get women to sleep with him, anybody
can.
Yeah,
Fred's been married 15 times, and he's as ugly as they get.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm a hideous beast, and I'm able to pull it off. So, but, you know, if nothing else... And, you know, Shrek, I will just tell you, if you're real, you know.
How dare you, Fred?
Well, I'm sorry, but, yeah.
How dare you doubt
people
Shrek?
People speculating that's Lance Erline, by the way. Which, Lance is pretty good at stuff. But I would just say that if anything else, this coronavirus thing should be a lesson to us. It's, you know, I always.
Get laid when you can. That's the lesson, right?
Exactly. I mean, I've always tried to live my life where, you know, each day might be the last one, and, you know, and it may not be the last one alive, but, you know, if things get really bad, it may be the last one where you've got the money to go out and go to a bar and try to pick up a chick. So, you know, take your shots while you can, because it you know, you could be walking across the street and get hit by a truck, or the corona could get you. So, you know, I wouldn't be holding back in life.
No,
right now.
Don't take it for granted.
No, especially
like
it
I
gets
mean,
easier
think about
for...
it, guys. When you guys were virgins, and you knew the first time you got laid, you were going to be an awful lay. You still did it.
Well, yeah, you had to get it out of the way.
Sure, that's the only way to get your first time out of the way. Sure, you know it's going to be a disaster, and you're aware of it. You've just got to come to grips with that. And, you know, if she never talks to you again, okay. At least you've got one in your back pocket, and you can be better next time.
Yeah, I don't know that I was all that nervous, because I was stoned out of my gourd in a swimming pool with a hot chick, and it just sort of happened. So,
in a swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, your first time in a swimming pool, that can't be easy. Having sex in water is... it's wildly overrated. It looks cool. The idea of it's cool. It doesn't work the way that you think it's going to work.
Well, definitely not in the ocean. I mean, that's
oh no, that's the worst.
But yeah, I just was you know, we smoked an awful lot of weed, and you know, she looked really good in the bikini, and it just sort of happened, and never heard from her again, which you know doesn't surprise me, but I never was. That, but if you're 34 years old, it's kind of in your head, right?
It's got to
be. you got to be thinking, oh man, what am I going to do here? But yeah. Alan says this guy is your Gilbert. Yeah, Shrek's been around for a couple of years now. I still don't. I'll believe in him when I see him. You know, it's kind of like he's like a ghost. Like I don't believe in ghosts until I see one, and then I'll be like, okay, now I believe in ghosts. That's how I feel about Shrek. All right, let's take a quick break. I got a little football if you want when we come back.
Let's remember do some how they football.
They had the odds for all the Texans games that we did a few days ago.
Yes.
Or a week ago or a month ago. Hell, I don't know. I've got the Cowboys if you want to go through their schedule.
All right.
And we'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.